And the Overcomer is brought to you by Brian Little Haley and Kent CPAs. And we continue with our community connection brought to you by Arnold Niekamp and Moore Funeral Home. And we've got guests in the studios. Introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Shelley Davidson with Washington County School Supply Drive.
And Michael Sikora with Low Family Young Scholars Program.
Very good. It's back to school, back to school, back to school. A lot of people are already in. Some are just about ready to go back, but it's all about the school right now. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the Low Family Young Scholars. What does the organization do?
We're a mentorship and a scholarship program.
Mm-hmm.
So we will help... we will help students prepare for and get to college through scholarships and mentors and some classes.
Great. And how can our listeners get involved in the Low Family Young Scholars?
We will need mentors. We always need mentors. We have volunteers. We always need some volunteers. In fact, we have a talent show coming up that will need some volunteers.
Bartlesville's Got Talent.
So we have Bartlesville's Got Talent coming up at the Bartlesville Community Center September 7th at 7 p.m. We will need about 45 volunteers that night, so please get involved.
Indeed. Young Lee?
Yes, I'm Shelley Davidson with Pack the Backpacks.
Yes. Go ahead. Your group has been busy.
Yes. We just got done filling around 2,500 backpacks for Washington County.
Uh-huh.
We fill them with school supplies based on the child's school and their grade.
Sure.
So that they can start the school on a successful note and be able to focus on their studies rather than the fact that they might not have supplies.
Hey, when you're a youngster, those little things kind of creep in, and they can work on a kid. I've been that kid, so I know. And it's easier when you don't have that worry.
Yes, and it also helps our teachers, too, because it's less things that they're having to buy out of their pocket to make sure their class is successful. Mm-hmm.
And also, we've got a little bit of a history with this program, too. Tell us a little bit, will you?
We started in about 2000, and it was multiple organizations that came together with the Service League of Bartlesville,
mm-hmm.
That decided that there was a need in our community for supplies to be put together for children in need. That first year, we filled around 300 backpacks. And now we fill around 2,500 each year.
Ooh, boy, that's a lot. That's a lot of work.
Yeah. It does take the support of our whole community. We use around 300 volunteers each year, and we really couldn't do it without them.
Well, I got great teams, man. Just great teams. That's all it takes to get things done. We've got a thing that we touched on here a little bit ago, Michael. Bartlesville Got Talent. Tell us a little bit about this. This sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to showcase local talent from Bartlesville to help raise money for Bartlesville area students.
Mm-hmm.
So school supply drive, which, by the way, one of the things we do is volunteer in the community, our kids. And one of the things that we just sent our kids to is help Shelley over here pack the backpacks. So
and we really appreciate them.
So we totaled about 80 hours of volunteer help for them, and they needed much, much, much more.
Yes, we really appreciate having them, and it does help. It helps to have wonderful organizations like Low Family Young Scholars to help us.
Once again, it's all about the team, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, what is the event? Because I'm a newcomer here. Who, what, when, where, how?
We'll have 10 to 12 acts at the event. We'll have a variety of different acts that you can see. We'll have a rumba. We'll have some pianists, some vocalists, even some bluegrass. So you'll have a variety of things to see. It'll be at Bartlesville Community Center at 7 p.m. on September 7th. And each of our performers gets to choose a local nonprofit to help, too.
Now, that's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
It sure is. 13 nonprofits in Bartlesville will be chosen, aside from us, to potentially benefit from this show. So come out. Each vote that you give to the performers is going to cost $1 night of. Okay, so come out, buy votes, send them to your nonprofit of choice, your act of choice, and the first, second, third, and the People's Choice Award are going to win some money for that nonprofit that they choose.
Now, I come from Chicago where votes are bought, but this is legal.
Yes.
So this is good.
We're not going to recount them like Florida.
Oh, good. Both places I live. Thank you. And this is going to go to a lot of charities. Once again, if someone wants to get involved, where do we go? How do we help out? Do we just sign up? Do we call somebody? How do we do that?
So volunteers, call Michael or Shelley. My number, Michael's number for the Lowe family is 918-766-6675.
And my number for Pack the Backpacks is 918-331-6924.
And where can we get the tickets?
Purchase tickets at the Community Center. You can go to the Community Center online. You can search Facebook for Bartlesville's Got Talent, or I'm going to tell you the website to go to right now. Uh-huh. It's bit.ly Bartlesville's Got Talent. That's bit.ly/Bartlesville's Got Talent. We are also giving two tickets away today. So go to this link if you want to win two free tickets to the event. Event tickets are $25, but spend more when you get there for those votes.
Oh yeah.
So two tickets, go to bit.ly/BGT free. That's bit.ly/BGT free. You can also email BartlesvilleScottTown@gmail.com, put in the subject line BGT free.
That is wonderful. Now, once again, this is coming up the 7th. And Shelley and Michael, I want to thank you both for dropping by here. This is some darn good news and some going to be a good time and a lot of fun. And a lot of people get helped at the same time. This is what you call a win-win-win-win-win-win and a win for everybody.
And lots of fun.
And lots of fun. Hey, thank you very much for being with us here on Community Connection on K1. And this has been a service of Arnold Moore and Kneecap Funeral Home.
Hot, humid weather again. A quick temperature climb. We'll be in the lower 90s.